It's raining. It's pouring. New music we're exploring as part of the New Music Report here on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, what's up, Music Director Lachlan Holland?
What's up, Danny?
How you doing? How you feeling?
Oh, mate, I'm. You know, end of the week's always a beautiful feeling. Almost, we made it together,
God.
You and me. And
together we're going to make it, baby.
Us together. But oh. Yeah, hey, how's your week been?
Wet.
Yeah, that's true.
Moist,
yes.
Yes, so I've been looking forward to you bringing some sunshine our way in the form of new music. But before we get to that, might I just say props to you on the selection of this week's feature album, Bonnie Songs.
Yeah, a beautiful record, Strangest Feeling. Mm. So Bonnie Stewart was on The Band Next Door last week. You can catch that interview on the 2SER website. She did a long feature of her music and talked a lot about her background and history with writing. She's a jazz drummer.
Yeah.
One thing I learned I did not know from...
I did not know that.
You do not find these things out from press releases. You find them out from talking to people, and that's exactly what Cameron Menegoni did on The Band Next Door.
That's exactly right.
Shout-outs to Cameron. Shout-out to Bonnie for such an amazing record.
Yes, and might I also say thank you to you for feeding the scrum for me to talk to awesome artists. Case in point, Lady Lyon, who joined me earlier in the week to discuss the album launch for Cub happening next Friday evening there.
That's it. Yeah, it was great to hear Hayley and also Ross. Evening Records, Illuminary.
Did you mean to time that, to have Lady Lyon here talking about their album launch on Friday 29th of August there at the Vanguard on the exact day that it was Hayley's birthday?
I wish, I'm bad at keeping up with birthdays, but sometimes it just sort of works out and you get lucky in that regard. It was lovely to hear you wish Hayley, happy birthday on air. And they signed the wall here at 2SER. And also, yeah, of course, next Saturday they're doing their launch before taking a little bit of a break before no doubt returning.
Yeah, they'll be back. They'll be back. I could tell the hunger there to create new music.
We also know you can order those, was it from Norway or Belgium?
The terrifying teeth.
That's it.
From the cover of Cub by Lady Lyon. And if you're in a band and you want to come in and sign the wall, submit music at 2ser.com is the email to contact us on to just start that relationship. Now, some people that have contacted you via that email are some of the artists that we're going to be discussing today. Who are we chatting about first, mate?
Adrian Sherwood.
There's a guy that knows how to use email.
He just got in touch and said, hey, can you please play my stuff? I'm an up-and-comer. So Adrian Sherwood, if you're not familiar, is a dub, reggae, industrial, other sorts of electronic styles of music.
Just a legend.
Producer, just a legend. I founded the On You Sound label. And in the late 70s, I didn't realize it went actually that far back. But, was really instrumental in pushing the nascent dub, reggae, and electronic scene in London through the 1980s and beyond. He releases an album every few years. He was also a member of Tackhead, amongst a lot of other groups.
Do you know he's remixed tracks by Cold Cut, Depeche Mode, Primal Scream,
Sinead
O'Connor?
Yeah. Kind of broke some of those artists' club versions in the club scene, particularly in the 80s and 90s, and also, collaborated with Lee Scratch Perry, Prince Farai, lots of others as well, and just kept doing rad stuff, including his brand new album, which is out today. It's called The End of Everything. It's on New Sound. If you're familiar with what he generally produces in this area, you know what you're in for. It's largely instrumental, spaced out. You like bass heavy music, don't you, Danny?
I love bass heavy.
It's a bass heavy music breakfast show.
Yeah.
You'll be right at home with this. It does have an 80s dub. A lot of those traits. You know, if you're a fan of like Scientist and the aforementioned Lee Scratch Perry.
This sounds good.
Yeah, or Mad Professor, that kind of feel to it, although definitely his own distinct sort of directions with that. And so that's out today.
Cool, let's have a cut from it now. What should we listen to?
Let's play, this one's the album closer. It's the last one. It's called The Grand Designer.
Adrian Sherwood with The Grand Designer, 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.
That's Adrian Sherwood there with the Grand Designer from the new record, The End of Everything, playing it for you as part of the new music report here on 2SER Breakfast. Our good friend, music director Lachlan Holland, is in the house. We've got some local stuff now, mate.
Yeah, a great new single out this week from Houlihan, who have taken a break for a few years. They released a few albums in the late 2010s. But Houlihan are back. It's a group duo made up of our childhood friends Tim, Kevin and David Orzaski. They were from Canberra originally, but have been doing their thing mostly around Sydney. They've got this track called Holiday Row, which is a bit of a wordplay.
Holiday Row.
That's the one. Yeah, so it actually, they started this as a sort of a fun demo tribute of the Lindsay Buckingham
and then
song.
And then you never know what's going to happen.
Where you're going to go. Yeah. You know, like National Lampoon's. Was Holiday Road in all of the National Lampoon's or was it?
I believe
just,
it might have been.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, okay, cool.
I know you do a lot of research on this, but that one might have slipped through your fingers.
It's been a while since I've seen those films, but I might have to revisit them.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, something to do on the weekend, Danny. But anyway, Holiday Row is out now by Houlihan. It's a great track, and they're actually going to be launching this tomorrow night at Mixtape Brewery in Marrickville. It's a free gig from 7 o'clock. They've also got in support Knievel and Victoria.
Whoa, that's awesome. What a bill.
Yeah, that's a big one. And also they've rung in a special horn section to join Houlihan just for the show, featuring a number of members from jazz group Mosaic.
This is awesome stuff.
It's all happening at Mixtape tomorrow night.
The highly ungooglable Houlihan. They're back. This one's called Holiday Row, 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.
Holiday Row. Houlihan there with Holiday Row. New music report. They'll be launching that live tomorrow evening at Mixtape Brewery in Marrickville. What a stacked lineup that Lachlan Holland, our music director, just told me about. Knievel and Victoria are also on the bill, as well as members of Mosaic making up for the horn section that's going to be playing as part of this very special gig.
That's one to definitely put in the calendar, Danny. And actually, just while we're on topic of gigs, next Thursday night, I've mentioned this before, but there's a killer event put on by 2SCR's Shadows of Tomorrow. This is at Oxford Art Factory. Thursday night next week on the what is it, the 28th?
28th of August at the Oxford Art Factory. It's Stro Motion, the future soul sound system.
That's it. Cosmic proportions. So Natalie Slade is going to be performing live at that. Natalie Slade, of course, was a friend of the show, was in here last week with you on Breakfast
Danny.
Yeah,
last week having a bit of a chat. It's got Chinter on the bill, another friend of the station. Ed Seven there, he's a mate too.
Yeah.
And of course, Shadows of Tomorrow, 8 p.m. every evening, Prize and Sophie. Just an absolutely phenomenal radio program there on new and developing styles. All the styles. All the styles. It's going to be a great live gig. I look forward to seeing you there at that one, Lachlan Holland.
That's it. Sophie and Prize will be taken to the decks as well. So once again, next Thursday night, put it in the calendar. It's $10 on the door. Although, there's some tickets if you're a 2SCR subscriber.
Yeah, that's
You can be
You've got to keep an eye on the newsletter.
That's it.
That's what you got to
sign up to that at 2scr.com.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We've got time for one more song.
All right. So we'll squeeze one. This one's a bit more upbeat in comparison, but Hunks and His Punks are back, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Just when you least expect it, Hunks and His Punks are back.
Yeah. And the new album, Walk Out on This World, is out today on Get Better Records.
Good advice.
They're a trio. They're from Los Angeles. Three-piece featuring Seth Bogard, Aaron Emsley, as well as Shannon Shaw of Shannon and the Clams.
Oh, wow. What an all-star lineup.
They got together in the early 2000s. They stopped releasing music around about 2018, 2019, took an extended break, respective bands and other things happening in their lives. And this is actually their first album in 12 years. If you're a fan of Shannon and the Clams, you probably feel this. It's garage rock. It's inspired by 60s teen pop and also 80s punk. B-52s are probably a touchstone for what Hunks and His Punks get up to. And yeah, it's good. It's just jolly good stuff, Danny.
Well, let's clear some space in the studio so we can air guitar to this one.
Here we go.
Hunks and His Punks from the new album Walk Out on This World. What are we going to listen to?
Well, I think we have to go with Shag World.
Shag World it is. Thank you so much, Lachlan.
Thanks,
catch you
have
next
a great
week,
weekend,
mate.
Everyone.
Thank
you.
Bye.